Oh, that's right. We're right here. I think we're supposed to be getting a call any minute now from Ashley. She's the 24-year-old girly girl of the Doomsday Castle special here that's at Geo. So I think I hear that she's on the phone. Ashley, how you doing this morning?
A lot better now that I'm not on top of a mountain.
Now you're not on top of a mountain. Does that mean working on the castle?
Oh, yes. We've been doing that for quite a while now.
Well, you know, you don't impress me as the type of person, you know, being a girly girl that loves fashion and makeup and everything. You dream of becoming a model or an actress. Has this changed any of your philosophy about what you want to do futuristically?
It hasn't changed what I want to do futuristically, but it has, however, I've changed certain parts of it. So, for example, just to throw it out there, obviously modeling, you know, but I have learned, being at Doomsday Castle, how to create a survival garden. And I've recently created my own garden in my own backyard, and it's awesome. And I live an organic, more of an organic life now, and I've realized being on top of a mountain, preparing for the end of the world, requires a lot of fitness. And so I've really moved more into this fitness industry, and so in that aspect, it's changed.
But you still, I'm sure, love fashion. And what about makeup? Have you changed any of your philosophies on makeup?
I will never, ever stop being a fashionista. But I have learned ways. Because I did, you know, once I got there, I did run out of makeup, you know, and I couldn't go to the store, and I was like, okay, well, you know, here I am. But you know what I did is, I'm an esthetician, by the way, on the side. I went to school for that, at skincare.
Okay.
And I wanted to come up with ways, instead of buying, you know, the things that you would normally buy in a store. I'm like, well, how can I make this without doing that? Well, like, obviously, I'm not going to be able to go to the store, so what am I going to do? And to let you know, you can actually make makeup out of just fruit alone. And, for example, you can use blueberries for mascara, and actually for a shadow eye effect, like the smoky eye. So it's really awesome, all the things I've learned that I can do from nature, and not only makeup, but a medicinal garden as well, which is herbal plants that is like a pain reliever. It's herbs that can help with your health. So it's because you're not going to be able to go and get Advil, ibuprofen, you know, in that kind of circumstance. If there's no store open, you can't get it. So whatever you have is what you got. And, you know, there are those times that you need some Advil, you know, especially for women. And so I had to find organic ways of doing things, and it really changed my life, and I had to adapt. So I'm not the same person that I was when I first approached Doomsday Castle.
Well, now, do I see a line of natural cosmetics coming out then?
You might see something like that very soon, because I love it. And now that I can do, I mean, there's so many preservatives and added on things in your makeup. And forget, you know, the end of days. I'm going to switch now. I mean, it's better for my skin. So I've learned so much being out there from a girl's perspective. And that's why I did create a Twitter account at Doomsday Ashley. And we live tweet during the show for any questions people can have. And we're trying to teach the public how to survive. And, you know, not just the whole fashionista side, but that's just me. I mean, there are mosquitoes out there. There's mosquitoes everywhere, but when you're living out in the woods 24/7, besides going to sleep inside of a bunker, you're going to get bit a lot. And we ran out of bug spray, so I had to find another source. And just to let you know, most of you have this plant in your own front yard, and you would never know it. It looks like a weed, but it's actually lemongrass. And it's a bug repellent, and it's used for a number of things.
Wow.
So, yeah, I learned so much, and it's really a great thing.
So how did you feel when your dad wanted you to come and be part of the show? Was there money involved in getting you to come there?
You know what it was, is a lot of, he had to beg me, because I was like, I can't leave my city girl lifestyle, you know, where everything's so convenient, cell phone coverage, everything, you know, and go out there. He had to bribe me a little bit, But he did tell me, look, this isn't for the money. This is for the family, and this is for you. And, you know, this is a way to expand your skills and to make you a more well-rounded person and, you know, to be able to survive anything. He's like, one day I'm not going to be here, and you're not going to be able to just call me up and ask me how to fix something. You're going to have to do it yourself. And, I mean, there are men out there that know how to do it, but there's also guys out there that don't know how to do this kind of stuff. So he's like, I want you to be prepared no matter what. And I want to know that I'm leaving a legacy behind, and I want to know that my children are taken care of when, God forbid, you know, I'm no longer on this earth.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I understand an upcoming episode here, you're going to, what does it say, have some fun in the mud? You know, does this go part of the makeup and the care of your skin and everything? Did you have a mud bath?
It wasn't quite as relaxing as that sounds. It actually, you know, whenever I heard Mud Fight, B2 screamed Mud Fight, and I was actually kind of excited because it had been so much work every single day that we kind of just wanted to let loose and have fun. But it quickly turned from fun into an actual mud fight. And, you know, I did get ganged up on and, you know, by my two other sisters. And, you know, I thought I was a strong girl, but apparently not so much in the mud. And so, some family feuds let go, especially in this episode tonight that you're going to see on National Geographic, 10 p.m., Doomsday Castle. You're going to see tonight's episode, and it's really going to set the tone because you're going to go through every single emotion. I mean, it starts off, oh, it's fun, quickly turns into not so much fun with the family, and a lot of tension flies. And so you're going to see every end of the spectrum, and I really think you're going to get hooked if you watch tonight's episode.
Well, that's on tonight on Nat Geo at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Doomsday Castles. I want to ask you one more question, Ashley. How about in the very beginning of it, because I saw this part where y'all were captured, where you were under attack, and they captured, your dad had people come in and capture you. How did that make you feel?
That
were you
was
scared?
Probably of course. And that was the biggest shock of the entire, forefront of the show, because I did not realize what I was getting myself into. And that set the tone for all of us. We all thought that we were prepared. We were fine. We knew what to do. It was going to be a walk in the park. We were going to show our dad. Well, he showed us. And that really put in perspective how much we aren't prepared and how we couldn't defend ourselves in any kind of way. And, you know, limbs were just going everywhere. We were running in all different directions. And we all got caught. So I don't want to give away too much, but that really did set the tone for the show. And it showed, look, you're not as prepared as you may think you are. And our dad needed to see what our level was. So I think that was a great experience because it showed me I really do need to, you know, learn certain techniques. For example, we do Krav Maga in tonight's episode. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's an Israeli fighting technique, what they use in the army. And we use that on each other, if you can imagine. And it's a lot of tension gets released.
Well, you know, the show is very fascinating to watch. It's Doomsday Castles. It is, the new episode starts tonight at 10 p.m. I think it is phenomenal that he's been able to talk all of you into it, and y'all are sticking with it, even more amazing.
Oh, yeah, and as well as when the show airs, we all have Twitter accounts. Mine's at Doomsday Ashley. We engage with the public, and if they do have questions on the show, which a lot do, we answer those and to the best of our ability, and we really go more into depth of what the experience was like because it's hard to capture everything that we went through. It was just so crazy, and we can't wait for you guys to see it tonight.
All right. Well, Ashley, thanks so much for calling us tonight, 10 p.m., Doomsday Castle, and the mud fight and what ensues is what's going to be going on. Thanks so much for calling us, Ashley. Good luck. We'll be watching for you in the future.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. But you can follow her on Twitter, and Doomsday Castle is tonight at 10 p.m., so make sure you check that out.